Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As many universities around the country deal with protests against Israel's war in Gaza, Congress is weighing measures to address complaints about rising anti-Semitism on college campuses. The House approved a bill yesterday to establish a broader definition of anti-Semitism that the Department of Education could use to enforce anti-discrimination laws. Here's NPR's Barbara Sprunt.
The House overwhelmingly approved the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which would adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism for federally funded education programs. That definition refers to a certain perception of Jews expressed as hatred, and the way that hatred manifests both physically and rhetorically. Here is Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York, who sponsored the bill, speaking on the House floor.
Right now, without a clear definition of anti-Semitism, the Department of Ed and college administrators are having trouble discerning whether conduct is anti-Semitic or not, whether the activity we're seeing crosses the line to anti-Semitic harassment.
This legislation goes further than an executive order former President Donald Trump signed in 2019, which made Title VI of the Civil Rights Act apply to anti-Semitic acts. Title VI bans discrimination based on race, color, or national origin in places like colleges that receive federal funding. But New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says that while he believes some colleges haven't done enough to protect Jewish students, this bill is too broad.
This definition, adopted by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, or IHRA, includes, quote, contemporary examples of anti-Semitism, close quote. The problem is that these examples may include protected speech in some contexts, particularly with respect to criticism of the state of Israel.
Fellow New York Democrat Richie Torres, one of the 15 Democratic co-sponsors of the bill, told NPR he finds that argument unconvincing.
I consider it complete nonsense.
He says it's not that complicated.
If you can figure out how to critique the policies and practices of the Israeli government without calling for the destruction of Israel itself, then no reasonable person would ever accuse you of anti-Semitism.
While members of both parties have criticized reports of anti-Semitism at the protests, Republicans have made the issue a central political focus this week. Here's House Speaker Mike Johnson at a GOP press conference on anti-Semitism.
We have to act, and House Republicans will speak to this fateful moment with moral clarity.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, who chairs the House Progressive Caucus, says Republicans are playing politics. Here she is outside the Capitol.
Many of these Republicans didn't say a word when Donald Trump and others in Charlottesville and other places were saying truly anti-Semitic things. But all of a sudden now, they want to bring forward bills that divide Democrats and weaponize this.
Torres says this issue should be bipartisan.
You know, it's impossible to take the politics out of politics, but, you know, the fight against all forms of hate, including anti-Semitism, should transcend partisan politics.
Lawmakers say this bill is just one step and that there's more action they should take to combat anti-Semitism. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.